good day, actually. I am not Doug Steffen. I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Ken Kessler. Michael Fortier joining us as well. But no Dougie today. He is sick once again. We're a little worried about him here, but hopefully he'll be feeling better in no time. He's just had this stomach bug that seems to have held on for quite a while now. So we're sending good thoughts out to our buddy Dougie. Or buddy Dougie, do you like that, Ken? And hopefully he'll be back with us
buddy
again
Dougie.
Soon. Maybe who knows? He may pop back in this morning. If not, we'll let him rest, and I'm sure he'll be back with us tomorrow. But people that aren't resting, Ken, are the people in the South, in Atlanta. This weather has been really kind of crazy. In fact, colder in Atlanta today than it will be in Sochi for the Olympic Games. The Winter Olympic Games, by the way.
That's crazy. That's nuts.
Well, I think I told you guys that little tidbit. I was reading in the newspaper over the weekend that the temperature in Sochi is actually a subtropical climate, very similar to that of Atlanta. I mean, there's palm trees there. It's, you know, it's balmy. They actually were protecting their snow with, like, these big, huge, I call them tinfoil, but they're like thermal bags. They were protecting their snow from last year in case they didn't get snow this year for the Winter Olympics. So very bizarre to have it there. But for those of you in the South, I mean, forecasters sending out this urgent winter storm warning yesterday. They're calling it, and I know the media gets a little dramatic, they're calling it potentially catastrophic. This storm is threatening to coat the region in a layer of thick ice, maybe causing power outages. President Obama declared an emergency in Georgia and ordered federal agencies to help with state and local response. As of yesterday, only rain was falling in Atlanta, but that rain was expected to turn into sleet overnight tonight, this past evening, and then this morning it's going to be a mess. It'll be freezing rain today. Meanwhile, in northeast Mississippi, expected as much as 4 inches of snow, and South Carolina, which hasn't seen a major ice storm in nearly a decade, could get a quarter to three quarters of an inch of ice and as much as 8 inches of snow in some areas. That's crazy. The storm reached as far west as North Texas, where at least 4 people died in traffic accidents yesterday on the icy roads. Just a yucky, yucky situation. And, you know, I don't mean to be joining on the, oh, this is horrible, but this winter has been just one huge storm after another.
It's been brutal, and I know I mentioned this before when we had the polar vortex, that the weather people, and Doug likes to say, who am I talking about? I don't know who does this, but that they're naming the storms this year. I don't remember them doing that in the winter before. This
usually it was like hurricane. You get a name for a hurricane or a tropical depression, but now they're naming these winter storms. So what's this one called? Do you know?
This one is called PAX.
PAX.
So we're already up to P for this winter.
Wow. That means you want to pack your stuff and get out of town, I think, is what it means. They've had a tough winter. And, you know, the other thing that kind of gets screwed up during these storms, and not just if you're traveling there, but just traveling anywhere, air travel. When you've got a big hub city like Atlanta, Atlanta is a hub for Delta. It's people go, you know, flights go in and out of there all the time. When you shut that airport down, even if you're going nowhere near Atlanta, your flight can be impacted. And the story out this morning is, as of 10 p.m. last night, 1,330 flights had been canceled nationwide. And then according to FlightAware this morning, more than 2,450 flights have been preemptively canceled for the day today, and another 590 flights already canceled for tomorrow. So that puts a big strain on the travel industry. What happens to that money from the airlines? Do they just lose the money if they can't fly?
It depends which airline, because I know that, you know, and I don't mean this to be across the board, but so many of them screw you on changing your flights anyway, and this isn't your fault that you're getting this, but I have a feeling that the airline is going to pass the savings on to you.
At some point, because you would think if they're canceling all these flights, this is a huge hit for them in their profit margin. I'm reading it according to USA Today that most big airlines have waived their change fees and they've relaxed their rebooking rules for customers ticketed to fly through stormy airports because of this. But, you know, Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, they have about 430 combined departures and arrivals that have been canceled. That was as of yesterday, and just a skeleton operation expected there today. So, if you're flying anywhere, if you're out and about, make sure you check those flights, because it will be a mess. I mean, Charlotte, Atlanta, even Dallas have been impacted, and those are all big airports. So, good luck if you're traveling.
Atlanta is a hub for Delta. I'm not sure if they're a hub for anybody else, but there are so many flights. If you were traveling anywhere in America, mm-hmm. or thought you were traveling anywhere today or tomorrow, odds are pretty good, even if your flight isn't going through Atlanta, the connecting flight or the flight that brings the plane to your airport probably did.
Yeah, so you don't even have to come close to Atlanta to be touched by those delays.
Yeah,
kind of crazy.
It's a mess.
So what's going on with the Olympics today, Ken? I mean, we're not doing so well. I hear that the United States is having some issues. I've seen on Facebook quite a bit that people are really into curling. I've been watching this trend on Facebook and Twitter yesterday, and that our curling, like the curling team for the U.S. is just, it's like catastrophic. Like they just keep losing. It's terrible. People are saying we've never seen anything like this before. How are we doing? How is everything stacking up? Is the U.S. Are we keeping up? Because, you know, I don't watch the Olympics, but I like to make sure that we win them.
Well, we're still, in the overall medal count, we're still in fourth place. But as far as curling goes, do you ever hear about anybody in America who plays curling?
I have no idea.
Participates in
who curls?
Anybody who does that outside of the Olympics? I don't know. I mean, my daughter Panda skates, and we have spent over the last 7-8 years, I've spent a lot of time in different ice arenas, mm-hmm. and I've seen lots of different kinds of skating. I have and kids who are learning how to play hockey. They even do some ballet off the ice to learn different moves and to stay in shape and stuff. But I have never seen anybody out on the ice curling.
Maybe that's why. Maybe they're not practicing.
The only time I can think of seeing it is, you know, every 4 years at the Winter Games.
It becomes a thing. People love the curling and the luge seem to be, at least in my social media circle, those are the ones that people love. And the double luge, by the way, does start today at 10:45 Eastern time if you want to set your DVRs for that. Because people, for whatever, I think, guess because it is that we don't see the luge very often. We don't see curling. So people, this is their only chance, I guess, to watch the sport. But the United States is doing okay in the Olympic count. Number 10, in the top 10, if you're going to place the country that are doing the best. The Czech Republic is at number 10, France at number 9, Sweden at number 8, Austria at number 7, Germany at number 6.
Let me stop you.
With 5 medals.
Let me stop you. Because the list you have, if you scroll down that page to like a page and a half later, there's an updated list.
Oh, look at you. You gave us the old and the new.
I don't know why.
Oh.
Well, Evan at Radio America puts the Olympic updates together, and he wanted us to have the latest information, so he forgot to take out the other one,
and
I didn't even notice it.
Well, this is a bummer
for me.
So we
have the old and the new.
The new list reflects that the Czech Republic has now fallen out of the top 10. Thanks a lot, Evan and Ken. I was happy in my little bubble. All right, so we'll start with this updated information. It's the top 10 medal counts. Number 10 is Sweden, 9 Slovenia. They have 4 total medals. Number 8, Austria. Number 7, Switzerland. Number 6, Germany. Number 5, the Russian Federation with 7 medals. Number 4, the United States has 7 medals, but we have more gold, which is why we are pitted ahead of the Russians. Number 3, the Netherlands with 8 medals. Canada fell from first place yesterday to second place today with 9 medals. And number 1, these Norwegians, they're just killing it. Norway has 11 medals, 4 gold, 3 silver, and 4 bronze. So congratulations to them. And what was the story with Shaun White yesterday, Ken?
He wasn't even on the podium. Everybody expects Shaun White, he's I guess you would call him a celebrity snowboarder.
Absolutely.
In America. And he has won gold medals, I believe, twice before, but he finished in fourth place.
Wow. Upset by a Swiss snowboarder with the nickname iPod, because you can't pronounce his name. It's like Iri Podlakachkova.
Yes.
People call him iPod, thankfully. But that's not great for Shaun White, because he chose to not compete in another event. So, wow. Not such a great year for Shaun White and his supporters. All right. Up ahead, Tom Brokaw giving us shocking news. When we continue here on the Good Day Show, it is 17 minutes past the hour.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Single this Valentine's Day? 1 in 10 Americans turn to online dating sites to find love. But finding your perfect match in a sea of profiles can be tricky. Dating and relationship expert Andrea Sirtash has foolproof tips for finding love online this Valentine's Day.
With more than 40 million Americans meeting online, there are many things you can do to increase your chances of making a love connection. Before you meet in person, confirm there's chemistry on Skype with a pre-date video call. For your date, find an activity you both want to try. Even if you're not a match, you'll still have fun. Once you do find your mate, keep the spark alive. Send a flirty Skype video message to build anticipation for your next rendezvous.
Whether single or attached, get connected from wherever you are on Valentine's Day and every day for as little as $10 with a Skype e-gift card. Visit shop.skype.com for details.
Question for ladies and gentlemen. Are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
We made Tylenol Sinus to relieve your sinus headache. You made popcorn to perfection. We relieved your sinus congestion. You found the perfect movie for your kids. We eased your sinus pain. You got your kids to bed without a peep. Only Tylenol Sinus combines the number one doctor-recommended brand of pain relief and a powerful decongestant. But for everything we do...
Everything, your bed.
We know you do so much more. Tylenol Sinus. Use as directed.
This portion of the Good Day Show brought to you by Exergen. Exergen's got you covered. And don't forget, we're looking for these get healthy tips. If you are a grandparent, maybe a mom, or maybe tell us what your grandparents or your parents taught you about staying healthy during the winter, go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Good Day Show. Leave us your get healthy tip. We pick one every single day, and we give away these great everything, blankets, hats, thermometers, everything you need to keep yourself warm and healthy this winter. And the big news, Kenny, is that next Friday we're going to give away $1,000 with the Exergen Smart Glow Getaway. That's a big deal. $1,000 gift card winner will be awarded from all of these Get Healthy tips. So do it now, facebook.com/Good Day Show. And speaking of Facebook, yeah. Kenny, what else is going on over on our Good Day Show page?
Doug gave us a new video from the farm, cows frolicking out there in the snow.
Really, do we call it frolicking anymore? It's that cold. Don't we just call it keeping warm?
If you watch this video, I think you'll see that they are frolicking.
Facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's 21 past.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades.
but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To miss anything, so hold that for just a second, Michael. We may have to go back to this. What you're listening to right now, by the way, this is the Doug Stephan Good Day Show. Dougie out today. I'm Jennifer Horn. That's Ken Kessler. And Billy Ray Cyrus, I don't want to miss a minute of this by talking over it. Billy Ray Cyrus is now just not letting his daughter Miley have any fun anymore. He has created, he's re-released his country classic, The Achy Breaky Heart from 1992, and he's remixed it with, it's called Achy Breaky 2. With this rapper, Buck 22, who happens to be the son of singer Dionne Warwick. So this is Billy Ray Cyrus and Buck 22 with Achy Breaky 2. They're twerking during all of this. Apparently the music video is set in a spaceship.
Oh, that's crazy.
Isn't that great? And Larry King makes an appearance. It happened because I happened to meet up with Billy Cyrus. It happened because I rang the alarm and broke the silence. It happened because I'm sipping on that good Kentucky whiskey. It happened because I'd rather be lucky than good.
Catchy's not the word that I would only say.
The good news here is that this is available on iTunes now. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, from me to you, because this is exactly what your loved one would want, is a remix of The Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Ray Cyrus. Oh, my goodness. Now, I didn't know that Dionne Warwick's son, Buck 22, I wonder if that's his real name. You think he's Buck 22 Warwick, or no?
I don't know.
Think that
Buck
might
22,
be
does that mean he's like twice as good as 50 Cent?
Maybe. Oh, that's right. A Buck 22, 50 Cent. They could go 22 on the road together. Yeah. They could be the Buck 77 tour, I think. They added them all together. You're welcome. So check it out. We will post this on our Facebook page because this is too good not to post. And you can, of course, download it on iTunes. I don't know if you have to pay money for it. If you do, I'd recommend maybe not. Maybe just watching it on YouTube and our Facebook page would be better. But interesting. But Miley's proud of her daddy. All right, other things interesting. Yeah. Conan O'Brien and our late night TV cuts. What's he got going on, Michael?
To stop the spread of disease. What a weird way to start a joke. something funny.
Yeah, here's something funny. To stop the spread of disease.
What's with Conan tonight? He seems a little...
To stop the spread of disease, the city of Vancouver has allowed crack pipes to be sold in vending machines.
Yes, crack pipes are sold in vending machines, yeah.
The plan is being called dangerous by the mayor of New York City and genius by the mayor of Toronto.
It's right up Rob Ford's alley. A vending machine with needles. That's brilliant. Hey, I don't know if you heard, Kenny, but Justin Bieber's wax figure from Madame Tussauds, it's been retired in New York City. This was according to the New York Post yesterday. The wax museum decided to remove the figure because it has been groped, fondled, and grabbed by too many excited fans. Barf. Ugh. I guess all the touching has damaged the wax figure so much that it doesn't do him justice to the star or to the attraction. Very interesting. And Selena Gomez, his ex-girlfriend, wants everyone to know she's doing okay. She just came out of rehab early in January. She posted a shot of herself on Instagram. So she's doing okay. It's 27 past on Good Day.
I'm Rick Osick, Brown Shoe Company Division President of Famous Footwear. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It's a great feeling to know the money we raise supports life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Famous Footwear and our employees across the country and help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 2/22/14. Excludes clearance and e-rebates. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at StaplesEasyRebates.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Stephens, good day. I'm Jennifer Horn. That is Roberta Fasinelli, Ken Kessler over in the corner, and Michael Fortier behind the board in Washington, D.C. Dougie is not with us this morning. He is out with a little bit of the flu, a little flu bug. He wasn't feeling too hot, so he is off this morning, but we send him good thoughts because it's very rare that he takes a day off sick, and he's actually been off twice in the last couple weeks. So it's this bug that is sticking around. And now, last night, guys, I didn't even know this was going on, to be honest. I hate to not be on top of these things, but President Obama and the First Lady Michelle hosted a state dinner last night in honor of the French President, Francois Hollande. Now, what I think is interesting is, shouldn't both of these people be at the Olympics? shouldn't old Francois and President Obama maybe be over at the Olympics? They're not crazy, I guess.
I don't think so.
They're not crazy. Much safer in Washington.
Why would he be at the Olympics?
Yeah, there's no reason for him to be there. It would just be a distraction, and it would be such a security nightmare, because it's a security nightmare already. You add a couple of presidents in there.
Wouldn't it be great, though? Supporting the team out in their warm-up suits? I would like that.
Yeah.
According to the White House,
the
theme of the state dinner was inspired by the shared history and longstanding friendship between the United States and France. And here's the menu. It featured the best of American cuisine. Let's see if you agree. They had American caviar.
Okay.
I love caviar. Really?
Oh,
to me,
love
it's like
caviar.
Just weird and crunchy. I don't know. I try to avoid it.
Straight out of the jar.
Really? Oh, yep. You're so fancy schmancy. A winter garden salad.
Okay.
Dry aged ribeye beef. Sounds good. And then Hawaiian. You think this could be inspired by President Obama? Hawaiian chocolate malted ganache. To me, that sounds pretty darn good. Oh, R&B singer Mary J. Blige performed for the 300-plus guests after dinner. But I think the big story is probably about the president of France himself. Because if you remember, his wife, like, I hate to make jokes, but she kind of had the vapors. He was having an affair with, and I don't think it's actually his wife. I think it was his long-term partner. But he was having an affair, and all of this story became public, and his long-term person had to go into, like, a mental institution.
Really?
Yeah. This is like,
yeah,
I don't know.
She had a breakdown.
Not too long ago.
But, the mistress.
No, not the mistress. The long-term partner. I don't think it was
his
wife.
Okay,
they were
the
together for a
partner.
Long time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And he showed up to this dinner stag. He didn't bring anybody with him. Because of the news of the affair, he had ended his longtime relationship, which this lady was not his wife, but was considered the first lady of France.
Mm-hmm.
They said that he came alone, but he brought baggage to the state dinner because of all the troubles. Because of all the troubles with his wife. He brought his baggage, get it? Emotional
okay.
baggage.
That's what you did there.
Yeah. Now, what's really fun is that a lot of the press gets to go, and they tweet a lot from this dinner to let you know who was there. And there were a lot of movie stars, a lot of sports figures, a lot of mm-hmm. business moguls. Samantha Power tweeted, sitting with Jason Collins at the state dinner, thanked him for his courage and making it a little easier for guys like Mike Sam Football. And then she hashtagged that, LGBT proud. Then Steve Brusk over at CNN said, HBO's Veep, Julia Louis-Dreyfus sat next to the real-life Vice President Biden at tonight's state dinner. That's pretty cool. The event, not just a party. Work gets done, according to the White House. Sure it does. Before the party, Obama and Holland met to tackle top issues that they share, especially, most specifically, Syria and Iran. So, big star-studded event over at the White House. I'd like to go to one of those dinners at some point. Have you been, Roberta? Because you're pressing.
No.
You've been,
yeah.
No?
Nope, never went to one. Nope.
We got to get on an invite list somehow.
I was on a presidential plane, but never went to a state dinner.
Listen to you. All right. Also, big news today, Toyota recalling 1.9 million. 1.9 million.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Prius cars.
Ooh.
I know. I'm telling you, this is where if a car plugs in or uses natural energy, it's going to have some issues, I think. They're recalling these 1.9 million cars around the world after they discovered that there's faulty software in the car's hybrid control system. These vehicles were manufactured between March 2009 and February 2014. That's a huge time period and a lot of cars. Toyota said that 997,000 Prius cars were in Japan, and then 713,000 of those in the recall are from North America. 130,000 of them are in Europe and in other regions throughout the world. No accidents or injuries have been reported, but that's a huge, huge deal.
Yeah.
They had massive recalls, too, back in 2009, if you remember. They had 14 million vehicles that had floor mat issues, gas pedals, and brake problems. So if you've got a Prius, make sure you check to make sure your car is still safe and sound. Now, in Ohio, guys, this story, not necessarily the hard news of the day, but it has to be mentioned. There's a woman named Sheila Crabtree. On Tuesday, it took only 5 minutes for her to die and then be reborn as sexy.
Excuse me?
She legally changed her first name to Sexy.
Sexy Crabtree?
Yes. Which sounds like one of those Facebook games where, you know, you take, like, your letter, the first letter of your
right,
name
exactly.
and the birth month, and you're like,
yeah.
you know, Sexy
Sexy Crabtree.
She
okay.
said, quote, "I just feel so much better that I'm not burdened with an ugly name anymore." She's 41 years old, and she's from Pataskala, Ohio. I think that's how you say it. We have lots of friends over in Ohio. So if you know this woman or if you know the area anyway, give us a call at 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. The judge approved this name change. And she said, "Sexy really suits my personality. I like to have a lot of fun and be adventurous and just live life to the fullest." And she said, "Hey, Sexy works for me." Now, she's got two teenage daughters. They're okay with her name change, as is her husband. But she just hated the name Sheila. She said, "I absolutely hated my first name with a passion." She said, "Beside it sounding ugly, it was a reminder of her unhappy childhood." She said, "It did not suit me. I just did not feel like it was meant for me." Now, I don't know about you, but,
yeah, but
Crabtree
is.
Crabtree's a little worse than Sheila, isn't it? Sheila's a fine name. I don't know.
I've known some very beautiful ladies with the name Sheila.
Now, she had some backups. Like, if they didn't want to, if the judge hadn't granted her the name Sexy, she had two backup names. One of them. I was like, Free chicken wing night at the strip club. One of them is Cinder, like in Cinderella.
Tree.
Here's the next one, which I might want to change to my own name, Sparkle.
Sparkle Crabtree. You're right. They sound like exotic dancer names.
Oh, don't they? Oh, my gosh.
And now, on the polls, Sparkle.
Sexy Cinder Sparkle. She should have gone with all three.
I know. Right. Sexy Cinder Sparkle. And she spelled all of them with S's, so she would have been the triple S. Since her teens, she's used her middle name, which is Renee. And she plans, I guess she still plans to use that most of the time. She'll just be sexy, I guess, when she's in the mood. Got it?
Sexy Renee.
So this brings up an interesting conversation. Did you ever want to change your name? Did you ever have, like, a desired name when you were little? Like a go-to play name?
No.
You didn't?
Well, I was always counselor. It was Miss Bobby they called me.
Oh, that's cute. Miss Bobby.
Miss Bobby's a kind of like a nickname for Roberta.
Right.
Or Robert, you know. So
we have a Bobby in our family.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was always, when I would play, like I'd always like to play the make-believe games, you know, like I'd like to be a travel agent or I wanted to be a store clerk or I wanted to work in a
be
restaurant.
Be a radio announcer at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Never played that game. Trust me. I don't know how I ended up there. But I always wanted to have a different name. Like I wouldn't be Jennifer. I'd make a name tag. And for a long time, I really loved the Valley Girl name. I liked Stacy. I liked Jackie and Sarah. Those were like my three play names that I would go to. So I think if I had to change my name, it would probably be to one of them.
When I was in college, I tried one semester. I just wanted to see what it would be like. So I went by my middle name, which is Scott. But that's the closest that I've ever come to using a different name.
That's really cute. So you actually, you walked the walk. You had changed your well, you didn't really change it. It was your middle name. But you had people call you Scott?
Yeah.
What about people that knew you? Did they still call you Ken?
Yeah, my friends still called me Ken, but you start a new semester, it's all new classes, it's all new teachers, all new people that you're in the classes with, so I tried Scott just to see if I liked it.
And they would always do that, too. The professors always say, do you have any nicknames? And they'd always write it down so that they call you by the right name. All right. Any crazy name stories that you have? 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-DOUG. Or if you know this character, this sexy Crabtree, give us a call. Or maybe you are sexy Crabtree. I'm not sure. 888-302-DOUG. TV news, gossip, all up ahead. It is 43 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Hi, I'm Phil Hosbach, Vice President, Immunization Policy at Sanofi Pasteur. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Please join Sanofi Pasteur and our employees across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspies.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspies.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspies.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88weirdspice.com.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night, and I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
It is 46 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffens. Good day, Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Ken Kessler in for Dougie. And we're joined by Dave in Mount Vernon. Now, Dave, I mispronounced the name of the place of residence for Sexy Crabtree, right? How do you say it?
Well, Sexy Crabtree probably resides in Pataskala, Ohio, which is near Columbus.
I'm sorry for mispronouncing that. Pataskala. I'm going to always remember that now. So it's near Columbus, Ohio. Now, have you run across Sexy Crabtree lately?
Not yet, but I don't hit the bar scenes anymore or the dance clubs. I had two or three other suggested first names which might have fit better, and they're all clean for the air.
Okay.
Flowering.
Oh, flowering
crabtree. I like that. Yes.
Or blooming.
Blooming. I like that too.
And if she ever has any surgery done for dancing, you might call her pruned crabtree.
Oh, Dave, you don't know how much I love you. We should send you something, Dave, because that's way too funny. All right, Michael, we know how you love to send people something. Take care of Dave in Mount Vernon, because that's great. Flowering and pruned are my favorites. Oh, poor Sexy Crabtree. Hey, guys, the most desirable women list came out just in time for Valentine's Day.
And we were number one and two.
We were bubbling under 100. We're like 101, Roberta. You and I were tied.
I'll take 101.
This was Ask Men's list of the 99 most desirable women of 2014. And interesting names up on the list. Number one this year was the Game of Thrones star Emilia Clarke. Do you guys know who she is?
Mm, no.
I don't know. The Game of Thrones.
No.
She must be hot because she's number one.
There's zombies in it.
I know. You like only the bloody ones. Coming in at number two, and this one's bizarre to me, is Community's Alison Brie. She's a really cute girl, but I don't know if I'd call her like the hottest girl ever, like number two. I don't know. And then you've got Blurred Lines model. Oh, and it's a terrible name. Emily Ratajkowski, I believe. And then last year's number one, Jennifer Lawrence. Rounding out the top five is Harry Potter's Emma Watson. I don't know if you've seen her lately, but she has gotten she's really grown into her looks quite a bit. She's looking good. Last year's number two, Mila Kunis, dropped all the way down to number 26.
Oh,
and Miley Cyrus came in dead last at number 99, though it was the first time she made the list. So there you have it. You can check it out at askmen.com, or we'll connect to it over at DougSteffen.com. Now, some sad news, Roberta, for our friend David Cassidy.
Oh, I used to love him.
Yeah,
teen Idol.
A lot of people loved him. A lot of girls had crushes on him, and he's available again. There's the good news. His wife has filed for divorce after 23 years of marriage. His wife, Sue, filed papers on Tuesday morning citing the 70s heartthrob, his ongoing battle with alcoholism as the reason for their split. It's been coming for a long time, according to sources close to her. And Sue said herself, "I'm truly heartbroken that our marriage is ending." David Cassidy was arrested back in January for DUI, and he has since checked into rehab. So good thoughts for them. And Punky Brewster had her third baby. Congratulations to her. Little baby boy she had on Sunday. It is 51 minutes past the hour here on Good Day.
Good day. U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
It is 53 minutes past the hour on Doug Steffen's Good Day. Dougie out sick today. Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasinelli, and Ken Kessler with you. And that music means that Warren Eckstein is here with us. Warren, welcome. Your part of Good Day, your starring role, Warren, brought to you by NutriDent Complete Dog Dental Chews. These things are so cool. They're clinically proven. They're better than brushing for your little doggy. And in clinical tests, NutriDent Complete reduces bad breath and tartar buildup more than brushing so that you can give your dog a big, fat, juicy kiss. They're made in the USA. They have added vitamins, minerals, no artificial colors, flavors, or preservatives, and they're pretty good, right? They have this chicken flavor, all different kinds, and the dogs really love them. So that's NutriDent Complete Dog Dental Chews. And Warren, we're going to talk about the Westminster Dog Show and that awful giraffe lion incident. I want you to chime in on that when we come back. It is 54 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
We already have the lowest prices on flooring, but now you can save even more on every floor in our new catalog at Lumber Liquidator Spring Flooring Sale. Get the look of hardwood for 49 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo for just $139. Plus, get $100 to $500 off over 130 varieties of hardwood, over 50 varieties of laminate, and more. Minimum purchase applies. See store for details. We have over 350 incredibly low-priced floors, and now you can save even more. Hurry, sale's going on now. Visit LumberLiquidator.com or your local store today.
This next song goes out to someone real special. Web developers. You've developed a worldwide web of convenience, and Geico.com is eternally grateful. Now everyone can pay bills, manage policies, maybe save big money on car insurance, all from the comfort of their desk chairs, recliners, and water beds. You're magicians with wands made of binary code, and that's why we're sending this next song out to you. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
All right, Warren Exton with us, our pet expert. Now, let's talk about this giraffe. This was all over social media. This baby giraffe, Warren, was killed and fed to a lion. What's your thought about this? I mean, it seemed like it was nothing. It was very matter of fact for this zoo. Well, what do you think?
It's about the sickest thing I've ever heard since I've been involved in the field of animal behavior, which is well over 30 years. How can you possibly, I can understand perhaps if an animal was older and it died, but how can you literally slaughter a young animal in front of people and then feed it to a lion? We all know that lions eat giraffes. We all know that lions eat wildebeest. We all know what they eat. You see it on TV, which I don't watch anyway, but I think think it was just absolutely ludicrous to make this a big public display, because I think what happened is it kind of worked two ways. There are people that are pro, but the majority of people that I speak to are obviously very, very upset about it. In fact, there's petitions all over the media now asking for the zookeeper to be fired and the zoo to be closed down.
Yeah, and people were saying that they did this because of some sort of inbreeding thing, and that's why they had to kill the giraffe. But, you know, it seems to me they could have maybe asked if someone would take the giraffe, or at the very least they could have done this privately. I mean, like you said, everybody knows lions eat giraffes, and it's better than if you're going to kill this giraffe, throwing it in the trash, obviously. But, you know, couldn't they have moved it someplace? Do you think, would there have been someone private who would have taken the care of the giraffe?
Call me naive, but I believe that in order to breed, you need a male and a female. Why
can't
they just keep this giraffe, either neuter it or keep it separate from the other giraffes? It was just a stupid reason. There was absolutely no reason other than the fact that there was some PR involved. There were many sanctuaries that offered to take this. There were other zoos that offered to take the giraffe, so they refused to do that. So there was political reasons behind it that they did this, political and public relations. Just a ridiculous, stupid, abusive, crazy thing to do. I would love to spend 5 minutes with the zookeeper.
Absolutely. I'm sure you'd give him a piece of your mind. All right, tell us about the Westminster Dog Show, because that happened, was that last night or over the weekend?
Yeah, no, it was last night. The winner was a wire-haired fox terrier, a great breed of dog. It's kind of like owning a big dog dressed in a little dog suit. you know, I'm not always a big fan of the dog shows. Years ago, I used to commentate from there every year. There was that, the guy who used to host it was Roger Karras, and he really didn't know a lot about the breed, so I would be sitting alongside him saying, that's that breed, that's this breed. This year, it was a little different at Westminster, though. They opened it up to mixed breeds, at least in the agility class part of it for obedience. You know, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. I used to go to dog shows. I used to show dogs. But right now, it's kind of like, you know, my kid's better looking than yours. So what? I have an ugly kid. He's smart. I love him anyway. I don't know. People really love dog shows, though.
There was a video on social media not too long ago about the cat, my unspectacular cat. The cat just likes to nap all day. You know, everybody's always making money on their YouTube videos where cats and dogs do these crazy, wonderful stunts. And this one woman just went to YouTube and said, hey, look, you know what? This is my cat. My cat likes to sleep. Is that what you're getting at?
That's exactly what I'm getting. By the way, I work with two spectacular dogs. That's two dogs just brought into this country from Afghanistan by our GIs. Great dogs, super dogs. We'll talk more about that next week.
Sounds great. You can connect to Warren at our website at gooddayshow.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.